أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Rabbul Izzat attests and confirms that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not blameworthy because of those who turned away from Allah, from the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given a specific advice or instruction, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and continue advising, for certainly the advice benefits the believers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the maqsad, the reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created all mankind, all jinnat. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created jinn, nor have I created insan, but so that they may worship me, that is, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the ulama have written that whether one is a mu'min, a believer, or whether one is a kafir, every human being, every jinn has been given the capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala afforded each one of us the ability and the capacity to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, and to worship Allah Rabbul Izzat, to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. That capacity needs to be exploited by us. Over and above the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the ability, the capacity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bestows upon us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala grants us the divine guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places in our hearts so that we may be guided towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But sometimes because of our negligence, sometimes because of our sins, that capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us somewhat fades away, and we ourselves cannot exploit that ability, that potential that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Some have stated here, لِيَعْبُدُونَ is not only about worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzat, but it is about recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah Rabbul Izzat has all the power, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the might, Allah is the doer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the qudrat, and together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing, all hearing. Allah knows our halat, Allah knows our conditions, Allah knows our a'mal, our deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our thoughts. So all that and more, in fact, with regards to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to work towards on a daily basis. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I do not intend from man, I do not desire from man and jinnat any form of sustenance. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ, and I do not desire that they feed me. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat makes one aspect absolutely clear, that by us making Allah's ibadat, there is no benefit whatsoever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derives from it. The benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat is for our own, that we ourselves will benefit by gaining closeness to Allah, by having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercies upon us, His blessings upon us, and that is to our benefit, no benefit to Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute provider. There is no provider besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Raziq, that Allah ta'ala is a provider. Razzaq is hyperbolical. In other words, there is a greater emphasis in it that there is absolute provisions that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that shares in this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a provider. No one can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that provides. And perhaps here, this is in actual fact qualifying the previous statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire us to feed Allah, to sustain Allah. But together with that, this is also a very, very clear aspect that when Allah is the provider and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, then why should we not worship Allah Rabbul Izzat? Why should we not serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dhul Quwwa, Allah is the one full of might, Al-Mateen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of strength. In other words, Allah has all the power, Allah has all the might, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us. Allah has the power and the might to bring our provisions to where we are. He has the knowledge of our whereabouts, and hence in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of each and every one of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning towards those who had disbelieved, those who transgress. Allah says, فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذَنُوبًا مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. The word ذَنُوبًا that is used in this ayat refers to a bucket that people in the old days and perhaps even now, when they have wells, then there is one bucket that is kept by that well, that is shared by those who draw water from that well. So here ذَنُوبًا is used in that meaning of time, that a person will have his turn to utilize the bucket. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it now in a slightly different way. And Allah says, for those who have sinned, for those who have wronged, for those who have transgressed, those who have committed kufr, ذَنُوبًا, for them will be their turn, مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ, like the turn of their associates and their friends, those that had come before them. فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ, so they should not seek from me any haste. They should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the punishment forward, to postpone the punishment, or to bring the punishment forward. They should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when is the punishment going to take place? By asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they seek haste in this matter of the punishment. That punishment has its fixed time, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that every other community had its time, appointed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them sufficient respite, and then obviously the adab of Allah ta'ala had come down. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ. So destruction be to the disbelievers for that day of theirs, and the day of theirs is the day of Qiyamah, that they have been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for them will be their destruction. And hence in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the surah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of our very basic maqsad, very basic objective of our creation, and that is to serve Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever we carry out in the mundane world, that also, if we make the correct niyat for the sake of Allah, we do it in the tariqah of our Nabi Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all that will be recorded as an ibadat and a service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.